This week's parasha, Parashas Balak. I just want to speak out 2 points. The first is as follows. The story goes that the late Mashgiach of Kamenetz, Rav Moshe Aaron Stern, who was originally from America, who lived most of his life in Yerushalayim, those of you that are looking for a great book for the summer, it is an outstanding English book. It's called The Mashgiach of Kamenetz, Rav Moshe Aaron Stern. Somewhat of a biography, but it has tremendous lessons. So it's highly, highly recommended reading. So when Rav Moshe Aaron Stern was 8 years old, he was very, very sick. And they were trying very hard in terms of spiritually and physically, trying to find him a refuah shlema, trying to get him a refuah shlema. They went to doctor after doctor. And they also davened a tremendous amount. And as an 8-year-old boy, He asked his father, "What could I do? What could I take upon myself? What could I do to try to help my health?" So his father told him, "Be mekabel something. Be mekabel a hanhaga tova. Be mekabel something, a good deed, and do it well." So the son said, "Okay, fine." And he asked his father, "I'm called to do something good, but what should I do? What should I be mekabel?" So the father suggested, "Be mekabel in yourself. That if you get better, that you'll try to daven with a minion all the time." I guess even now when he's 8 years old, and of course in the future. So, sure enough, he got better. He had a refuah shlema. And he was mekayem the havtacha that he would always daven with a minion. He became a big mashgiach in Kamenetz. And the yeshiva needed to build a new building. They needed to raise money. So Rav Moshe Aaron Stern had to go to America to raise funds. So he went to the travel agency and he said, "I need to go to America. But I have one question. Is there a minyan on the plane?" So they said, "This is a travel agency, not a, you don't organize minyanim. There's so many different variables. You know, this plane could get stuck or bad weather and so on." So, but they suggest, so he said, "Okay, I'm going to have to cancel the flight. I can't go to America. Going to America means it's possible I'm not going to find a minion. I'm just assuming that it was the way back, because on the way there, generally speaking, although I'm not 100% sure, generally speaking, you don't miss many minyanim, but in those days, this could be 30 years ago, 40 years ago. In those days, it was probably a little bit more challenging, even going there. Anyway, they decided that he should take a, they suggested that he should take a stopover in Amsterdam. So sure enough, he had a stopover in Amsterdam. He had 2 hours to go try to find a minion. So he went outside of the airport to try to hail a cab. And as he's standing there, a car passes by and stops short and sees him with his rough, long beard and his towels and till in his hand. He says, "Where are you going?" He said, "I'm trying to find a minion." He said, "Come on in. I'm on my way to minion." This person apparently passes by the airport every day. And he goes to find a minion. And they get to this decrepit little shtiebel a few minutes later in the car, and there were 8 men sitting there. 8 men. And they davened, and the person who drove, Rav Moshe Aaron Stern, drove him back to the airport. And Rav Moshe Aaron Stern would say over this story, he would say over it with amazement at the greatness of the Hashgacha Pratis, but he would take it a step further. He would say, imagine these 8 people get up to go down with a minion. They didn't know if they were going to have a minion for sure. The 9th person came from out of their area. And the 10th person was a Rav that came from Eretz Yisrael. You see one tremendous yisod. And that is from our parsha and from the Masechta that we learned this past year, Makkos, Daf Yud Amud Beis, the idea of V'derech She'Adam Rotzeh Leilech Bo Molich Nesa. The way a person wants to go, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu leads him. Right, and the source, of course, in the negative sense, is Bilam. Now, if you look through the story of Bilam, Bilam first says, "Right, Kosh Brok says to Bilam, lo selechimam, don't go with them." So the Gemara says, "Daf Yerum Beis, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Elazar ben Atayra mina." Right, it says, how do we know B'derach She'Adam Rotzeh Leilech Bo Molich Nesa? Because it says, "Lo Selechimam." Kadosh Baruch Hu told Bilam, don't go with them. And then in the next pasuk, no, not the next pasuk, eight psukim later, it says, my apologies, somebody needed to set up that room for a Sheva Brachos. So I'm moving into the basement, to the Ezros Noshim of the Beis Medrash. That's why you hear the Beis Medrash in the background. But Bilam said, Kodesh Baruch told Bilam, don't go with them. Don't go with them. And then all of a sudden, two psukim later, eight psukim later, kum lechitam. What happened? What changed? What changed is that Bilam really wanted to go. He didn't take no for an answer. So ultimately, Kodesh Baruch said, okay, fine, just go. Later on, in the parak, right, the malach, Rashi calls him the Satan. Rashi calls him a malach of Rachamim. And the Sifsei Chacham explained that for everybody else, he was a malach of Rachamim. But for Bilam, he looked upon him as being a Satan. Because he's trying to stop him from doing this avera of cursing Chas v'Shalom, cursing Klal Yisrael. So what do you see? Again, the same thing. Oh, he said, "V'ata imra beinecha ashuvli." If it's bad in your eyes, then I won't go. If it's bad in your eyes, you know already. You know it's not good. You're chacham, Bilam. But what? He wanted to do it. And the Malach says back to him. After he says, "Oh, maybe I shouldn't go." The Malach says, "No, lechem menashim. Go menashim." Why? Because Bilam, in his heart and soul, what did he want to do? He wanted to go. B'derech she'adam rotzeh lelech bah malichin osa. That way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lets you l'tov v'lora. Whether it's for good or bad. In the case of Bilam, it was for bad. In the case of Moshe Aaron Stern and many other great people, if you want to do the right thing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you siyata d'shmaya, and it works. And Moshe Aaron Stern used to stay over this door, and he used to speak about Bein HaZmanim. He used to speak about vacation time. The pasuk in Devar Yom says, "Ein shalom liyotze ilubad." There's no peace for somebody who's coming and going. And the Gemara Chagigah on Daf Yoram and Aleph says that this is talking about Lemish Yotzim Mizgeres Achas LaAcher. Somebody goes from one structure to another structure, meaning a person that goes, he's in transitional. Now you're in transition from yeshiva to camp. You're transition from yeshiva to college. In summer transition, in summer time for transition. This is a time when a person can have a lot of challenges. But if a person has the value system we've been speaking about, that he wants to do Ratzon Hashem, he wants to serve a Kodesh Baruch, he wants to get close to a Kodesh Baruch, he wants to do mitzvahs, he wants to enjoy the Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba through Ruchnius. So then what? If that's the derech Sherotzebah, that's the derech, that's the way that he really wants, then it molichin or so. Then Kodesh Baruch will give him siyat and nishmaya. So the bracha is that we should A, have the Ratzon to go on the right path. And then we'll see that we'll have siyata d'shmaya in fulfilling and maintaining that level of avodas Hashem that we want. That's point number one. Point number two is based on a medrash in Eicha. You know, Sunday's the 3 weeks. It begins 3 weeks. Shiva Asar B'Tamuz is really tomorrow. Tomorrow is Shiva Asar, if I'm not mistaken. Tomorrow is Shiva Asar. So, the Medrash says, and look this up, Medrash Rabbah of Eicha in the Psichta, in the opening, in 7 days. Amr bi Abba bar Kahana lo omdu philosophen umos olam bi kibilam ben boor uka avnimos hagardi. There's no such wise people to the Goyim, to the non-Jews, like Bilam and Avnimus. Amrulahem. And the Goyim said to them, to these wise people, can we do bad to the Jewish people? Can we do bad to the Jewish people? Can we hurt the Jewish people? Amru lahem lechu v'chaz v'abot ha'knes yosh lahem. Go check out their shuls. Im hatinokus mitzavtifim b'kolon. If the kids are learning Torah, if the kids are learning Torah, then what? Yatim yichol lahem. You can't do it. You won't be. You can't do it. You can't do bad to them. Im lav atim yichol lahem. Then if you can, if they're not learning, so then you can do harm to them. Why? What's the source? It says the measures can't if tich maviyam. This is what this is the haftocha that they got from their forefather, from Yaakov. Hakol kol Yaakov. I'm sorry, from Yitzchak. Hakol kol Yaakov ha'daim de Esav. Kol zman shekolo shel Yaakov v'vatei knesses v'vatei midrashos ein ha'yadayim de Esav. If the kol of Yaakov is strong in the shuls and the v'vatei medrash, so then what? The hands of Yaakov. I'm sorry, the hands of Esav are not successful. Then the hands of Esav are successful. You see a tremendous, tremendous lesson. That Bilam is telling the nations of the world the secret to Klai Yisrael's power, strength, survival is the Torah HaKadosha. If the Jewish children, men, all men as well, all families, if people are involved in Torah, then what? It protects Klal Yisrael. We know from David HaMelech, the Malach HaMavis couldn't touch David HaMelech until he stopped learning. The same thing also by Haman. Haman was curious, what's going on? Why is Mordechai getting so much covered? Couldn't figure it out. Then he went to see him learning. Now we know Haman came to Ahasuerus, he wanted to hang Haman, hang Mordechai. And what happened? The exact opposite. He was commanded to take him around Shushan with everything from the king. And he had to say the pasuk, Kochi Yeselish Hashem Melech Chavit Bikoro. And Haman couldn't understand what's pshat. And he went, he found Mordechai teaching and learning Torah. And then he knew that what's the secret of Klal Yisrael's existence and survival and how we thrive. It's the learning of Torah of who? Of children, Jewish children. We're all B'nai Yisrael, no matter how old we are. We need to know that Torah is a mugging, Torah is a protection. There's so much going on. I was just reading the news yesterday about the small, besides Iran, which obviously is quite scary, besides the general terrorism. But in Europe, anti-Semitic attacks have been very, very common of late. Even in America, you know, every so often I see a headline about swastikas here, swastikas there. I think there's a shooting outside one of the yeshivas in England recently. Mamash, scary things. Serious things. Ekos of the Mashiach. Chevel Mashiach. So, but one thing you learn from here, you learn from Yitzchak's bracha to Yaakov, and Bilam's response to the non-Jews, and Haman's finding of the secret to Mordechai's greatness. It's all about Limud HaTorah. Going into the 3 weeks, Korban Bayis, of course, you know that the reasons for the Korban revolve around Sinas Chinam, and in addition to lo birchu bach Torah tchilah, they didn't say birchus Torah before they learned, which means they didn't have the proper appreciation for the Limud Torah. And also the big three, Gilui Arayos, Shfichas Damim, and Ritzicha. It's one thing the person can be mechazik in the summer is in his Torah learning. He may be busy, he may be distracted. But a person that is kovei itim la Torah, a person that says after shachar I'm learning 5-10 minutes, after mincha I'm learning, after marav I'm learning, or I'm having extra chavrusa, you can do it. And this is what saves us. Limud HaTorah. So a person, we should all try to be mechazik as best as we can during this time in our Limud HaTorah, which will protect us, our families, and all of Klal Yisrael. And with Siyat B'derech Sh'adam Rotib B'derech Sh'adam Rotib Malich Rasa. The way the person wants, if you really, really, truly want it, if you really develop the desire to go in that path and do the right thing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you all Siyata Deshmaya, and you deserve to be mekayim the Torah and to be protected by the Torah, and we'll see the Gula Shleimah Meher Aminu Amen. Have a good Shabbos.